Hello.
Hello, Oscar.
Yes.
Great. This is Rob from MaxBiz Funding. Actually, we provide unsecured business loan with no collateral, no personal guarantee needed. So, may I know how much capital is going to be helpful for your business?
No, I'm okay right now, though. Thank you for
But
calling.
Sir, this week we're having a promotional offer. That's why I'm asking. I mean, you can check our offer. If you like it, you can take it. If you don't like the offer, no cause, no obligation. And sir, we are the direct lender. We can provide you best and best offer, which would help your business for purchasing new equipment or doing advertisement or any sort of working capital. So tell me how much capital is going to be helpful.
Is this going to be like a line of credit or a loan, or what would you say you guys are offering?
It depends on your business performance. So tell me how much capital you need. So before after that, I can offer you loan process.
Okay, 80,000. So
tell me. 80,000, that's great. And how long have you been in this business?
About 5 years.
5 years, that's it.
And has your business been closed during this pandemic COVID-19 or it's going slow?
No, I never closed. No, I've been busy, steady.
Oh, that's great to hear. So would you mind telling me how much you deposit on your business checking account on a monthly basis? Give me some rough idea.
Around 42 to 45.
So do you have any existing loan right now?
No, I don't have any rent.
Awesome. And what is your best email address for me, Oscar?
Zapata, Z as a zebra, A.
5479@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
That's great. And do you have any existing loan right now?
No.
Perfect. And do you have any bankruptcy, tax liens, or judgments in your background?
No.
Good. And if you make our offer, how soon you need this fund? Like as soon as possible, in a day, in a week?
Within a week.
Okay, we can do it for you. And how about your credit score?
It's around 600.
Okay. And last question for you. What is the legal name of your business?
Estamos Inc.
Pardon me?
It's OZ Restaurants Inc. That's the legal name.
So you are in restaurant business?
Yes.
And you are the sole owner of this business, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So the thing is, as you're doing 40 to 45,000 in a month, for the first time we can offer you 45,000. Is it worth for you? Or you need 80,000 exactly?
40,000.
No problem.
Yeah.
After we had a good payment moving forward, we'll offer you more. We can go up to 500,000, but it depends. As the first time we can offer 45,000, and after we had a good payment, two or three payments, then again we can offer you 20,000 or 30,000. No problem about that. As we are the direct lender, we can go up to 500,000. Okay. So give me 5 to 10 seconds. I will introduce to one of my funding advisor who is on the line. He will shoot you everything through your email address and let you know the further process, terms, conditions, everything in details. And if you want know anything, just ask him directly. Sounds good, sir?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, it's a ringing sound. It takes maximum 5 to 10 seconds. I appreciate your patience, Oscar.
No problem.
So how is your business right now? It's good.
Right now we're doing good. Thank you. Yeah, it's good.
Awesome. Which purpose do you want? Why are you gonna planning to use this capital, like working capital, inventory, expansion, your business?
Well, I'm planning to remodel and inventory.
Oh, I see. Okay. just give me 5 to 10 seconds more, sir. I appreciate your patience. This time, my funding advisor pick up this call, definitely. That's a ring, sir, Oscar.
No problem.
Hello.
Hi, I have Oscar on the line with us. Yes, sir, I have Oscar on the line with us. His monthly gross sales 45,000, looking for 45,000 and doing this business over 5 years. Can you please help him out today?
Sure. Good morning, Oscar. How are you?
Good morning, doing good, thank you.
How's everything today?
Today, good so far, yes, thank you.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second here. Let me just grab another pen. Just give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
Okay, I'm back with you, Oscar.
All right.
Okay, again, my name is Jake with Unify Funding. We are a direct lender based in New York, specializing in three main core products. First one being a term loan. Those are loans that range from 12 months to 36 months. They are on a monthly payment.
Okay.
Interest rates vary depending upon industry, revenue, so a lot of different factors. Then we do a loan called a merchant cash advance. Those are loans based upon somebody's future receivables. Those loans range from 6 months to 18 months, usually on a daily or a weekly payment. Mm-hmm. And then we do commercial financing for trucks only, and we do equipment financing, trucks only.
Oh, okay.
So... that's it. So
on
only in the trucking
truck,
business.
Right? Food truck, correct?
Mainly, well, we do on the equipment side. So equipment side, it's usually trucks. So majority of our clients are in the trucking business and usually would like to purchase another truck. So depending upon the business, what kind of business are you in, Oscar?
Restaurant.
Okay, so we deal with lots of restaurants. Usually on restauranteurs, they're on, depending upon revenue, we do term loans for a lot of restaurant owners. So tell me a little bit about the revenue.
Okay, well, I do a gross sales of between 42 to 45,000 on a monthly basis.
Okay, credit card
and
sales or cash sales or both?
That's all credit card and cash.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So 42, how long have you had the restaurant for?
Well, the business has been established for over 8 years, but I'm in possession for the last 3 years.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so... tell me, Oscar, so say, Jake, here's what I need money for. What do we need money for?
Well, I need money for two things. One is because I'm planning to remodel my restaurant so I can create more revenue. Because I'm planning to put a bar area on my business.
Okay.
Because I don't have one right
now.
And for inventory.
Okay. Okay, let's go over, because I only care about the number one, remodeling, okay? So, if you got money, right? So let's
correct.
Just say I was able to get you $40,000, hypothetically. What would, how much money is the remodeling? And when you did your projections, if you were able to make the bar area, how much more revenue are you going to be able to make from the added bar area inside the restaurant?
Well, I'm projecting to increase my sales at least by $10,000 to $15,000 more because I'm currently doing events, but most of my events, they're asking actually for liquor. And right now, I'm only doing beer and wine. So right now, if I do the bar area and put a liquor license on it, I will, you know, either double or triple my sales.
Oh, I agree. Most restaurants don't have – most restaurant business owners don't make their money on food. They make their money on liquor, as you know.
Yeah.
On the gross percentage. So not cost, you know, when you look at the margins of – so if you break each component down into food and then alcohol as two separate categories, they make double the money.
Exactly.
On the profit margins. That's what we look at. Okay. Okay, so how much is the remodeling job?
The remodeling job is going to cost me around $38,000.
How much?
Around $38,000, because I'm remodeling the whole dining room area and creating the bar area and remodeling the bathrooms. So you can make all, you know, attractive. Yeah.
Well, I mean, so if you want to mention your place, you have to make it nice.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I have $38,000 there. Now, the next category you said was something called inventory. Tell me what is needed there.
On inventory, we're going to need for purchasing the liquor and food products because, like I said, I'm going to be upgrading my menu as well because I'm going to offer better products when it comes to steaks or fish, stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, oh, I understand that. So you said you needed about $40,000 to $45,000, right?
Yeah,
but I'm calculating here, 38 for the remodeling, and that would only give you 7,000 for inventory. Is inventory more than that or less than that? Where was your projection?
No, that's my projection roughly that I only need in total.
Okay.
It could be a little bit less. I don't think it's going to be more than that because it's not going to be that big because mostly the inventory is going to be for to fill up the bar.
Correct. I understand. Okay, now tell me, right now, do you have any current loans?
No, I don't have no loans right now.
No loans. Have you had any in the past?
Yeah, I did have in the past, about a year ago.
Who?
Also.
With?
It was, what was the name? Current Capital and Smart Join.
Wait, say that again.
It was a Smart Join.
Smart Join was their name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smart Join.
I don't know them.
I think it was, but...
Yeah, we're a direct lender as well. So
yeah.
I would be looking for a little bit different with you. I'd be looking for what we call a first position, which would be a little bit different than that company would be more like On Deck, publicly traded New York Stock Exchange company, ondeck.com. Another one would be, it's a subsidiary of PayPal. So we would be using a little bit different type of company that we're partners with. We also syndicate with them, which means that we put 50% of our money in with them. So, usually we could get better offers because half of the money is ours. So I would be looking at a first position of about $40,000 to $45,000. What did they give you? Do you remember?
Back then, well, it was a cash advance. So it was about...
Yeah, I know.
Credit. I didn't like that because pay daily or weekly is just horrible. So they gave me around 25...
I gotta tell you something. So, and don't take this the wrong way. Historically, restaurants that are making $40,000 to $50,000 all the big companies that do what we're going to call term loans, including us, they want to see a restaurateur making 75, 100,000, 150,000, two, three locations, and then they go on to these monthly payments. In my opinion, historically, okay, usually a restaurateur does not want daily payments, and let me tell you why. Usually a restaurateur makes their money on Friday, Saturday, right? So
correct.
They make their money on the weekend. So when you're doing credit card splits, right, your money comes in. So you make sales Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The credit card batches into your account then on Tuesday, right? The money hits your account on Tuesday. You utilize the money on Tuesday, and then you go back out, buy some inventory for your Friday's crowd, right? That's how a normal restaurant works.
Yeah.
So your busy nights are your during the week. It's usually Thursday night, and in some restaurants, if it's they have TVs in sports season, it's Monday and Thursday night for Monday night football, Thursday night football, and then they have Tuesday and Wednesday is the low. So I would tell you that the odds are you're going to be on a weekly payment, which is much better than a daily payment.
Okay.
Would you be able to hack that? Would that be something you would be okay with?
Okay, that depends on how much you're going to be on a weekly basis and for how long.
Of course.
Where you're going to be.
No, I want to see your bank statements. Once I see everything, oh, I'm going to get you a... You know, you might get a year or a 15-month deal. So you might be, you know, not going to be that expensive on a weekly. I don't remember how much your other deals were. You can look and then tell me later. But we'll do this a way different than your last time. I'm going to structure this a lot different than what you did the last time.
Okay.
So we'll do it a lot different. Yeah. So I'm going to actually talk to my underwriter right now and see if she'd make some exceptions and see if we could put you on a monthly pay program.
Okay.
So,
I currently I have not one restaurant, we have three restaurants. But like I say, all of them we do over 200,000 in monthly sales together, probably. I don't know.
Why don't you send me all that stuff, and then I could get you are they all in one bank statement or different bank statements?
No, it's different bank statement because it's from different corporations, because I got partners on those.
So could you take money on those or no?
I have to ask them and verify how much they may you can give me a good amount of money, and they say, I don't know, 100,000, 200,000, but probably we can accept something.
Right? Yes. Yeah, I can.
Okay. But for now, like I said, roughly, my solo decision, I can do only on the one I'm presenting you right now.
Yeah, of course. Okay. So if we want, this is up to you. If you want, sir, send me the one that you have, okay? So I'm going to want 4 months bank statements in my application, right? If you want to talk to your two partners, how much money are in the other locations?
How much? We make around roughly the same. Because I think one of them does $60,000 a month. The other one does like
$42,000. I don't know what's needed in the other ones, but I'd be happy. I mean, the problem is my underwriter is going to look at each entity as a separate entity. That's going to be the problem. Each entity has its own bank statement and has its own tax ID number. So when she underwrites the file, she's going to underwrite it with each entity as a whole. She would be okay giving you three different deals for all three companies, no problem. That she'd be okay with. But she's definitely not going to be okay to put A, B, and C companies together. I wish I could, but we've been in this situation before with trucking companies that own multiple trucking companies, and they have multiple trucks, and we have to do each entity separate and sold. So I know how to make your deal. We're gonna do a great deal for you. So
okay,
you know,
so
I'm gonna talk to her about. Please fill out. Hold on one second. Application and send back. Then you can talk to your other partners and see if you need money there. I'll be happy to help you.
All right. No
problem. I didn't write you anything too crazy. I think you've been down this. This is not the first barbecue you're at. So I just said to you, please fill out the attached application and send back 4 months of bank statements, Jake. So what email you want me to send this to?
Zapata, Z, Azaziva, A. ZA5479@gmail.com.
Okay, so I have ZA, so Z is in zebra, apple, E is in Edward, A is in apple.
Zapata. My last name is Zapata.
What?
Z.
Okay, so we have another Z, right?
Yeah, no, it's Z. A
so we have,
P as a Peter.
Okay.
P A T A. Zebra, Apple, Tom, Apple, Peter, Apple. That's my last name.
Okay, so here's what I'm gonna do. So look at this. Look it up. As you get to be my age of 50, you can't remember anything as people write to you. So this is your best phone number, right? 305-469-0536, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, tell me if you got this, please. 305-469-0536. I just sent you something. Tell me if you received it.
By email or text?
Text.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, if you could just write that out for me, even though you just told it to me, my, there it is. Ah, you know what? I had it right. Look at that. I did have it right. I don't like to make mistakes, so better to ask. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is on its way to you right now. You could just tell me that you got it. When is the remodeling starting?
Well, I'm planning to do it next week. So.
Oh, then I could fund this for you tomorrow. I'll have an approval for you today. So no worries about that. I'll work with you all day today to make sure that that's the right deal, that's affordable for your business, and doesn't put you into any situations that are not affordable. So my underwriter is very, very, very good. So she'll make the deal ultra affordable for you.
Okay.
Not one of these. You're going to be in a – I mean, I'm going to try for the monthly payment. I'm going to see if she'll go for it once she sees the bank statements. I'll see if she can make it work.
Okay.
That's going to be our goal. So it should be on your email. So I just sent it to you. It didn't bounce back. If you don't mind, please ask her to fill out the application. Send that back to me with the last 4 months of bank statements. It's now 10:23 in the morning. If you have it back to me by 11:30, I will have an approval for you today. Then me and you could sit down, talk. I'll give you all the numbers. You could tell me if it's affordable or where we need to make adjustments to make it fit right inside the parameters. Because keep in mind that your remodeling, if I'm guessing, is probably a 15 to 30 day job. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's about that time, yeah. 15, they told me about
so,
2.5 weeks. You got to do stages.
Yeah, so most places that remodel is 2 to 4 weeks. And then, so cash flow-wise, October 1 would be when you'll start really seeing the difference, because if you finish everything in August 15th, till you start ramping everything up, you got about 45 days before you really start seeing the fruits.
Correct.
And the fruits are, if you're making a 10%, if you're making 10 grand extra, I don't know the profit margins exactly, but if you're making only 10 grand extra at a 50% margin on the alcohol, it still is a net of 60 grand a year, net.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah, I about right,
we're
yeah.
big into the numbers. Yeah, we're a big number company, so because we land, we're not big, we're boutique. So we work with each merchant on how to really scale up. Like if this was your first restaurant, I didn't know you had two others, we'd be talking to you about how to make two more.
Okay, yeah. No, like I said, right now in the process of plans too, I'm planning to see if I can buy a bigger restaurant so I can accommodate more people. Because, well, to be honest with you, during the pandemic, I closed one of my bars because bars back then, they were like, you know, you cannot operate, period. And with a rent of $20,000, it's impossible to keep it afloat.
Oh, so no, it's impossible. No, no, it's impossible to make money. All right, well, it's on your email. Please send it back to me as quickly as you can, and I'll get you an approval today.
All right, sir. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir.
Bye.